Welcome to Earthwise, reflections on earth-based spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the bat. In the evening before sunset, I like to sit outside and watch the bats fluttering around the clearing. I feel so fortunate to have a couple of bats in view of the present white-nosed fungal epidemic that is threatening the existence of our bat population. For we benefit greatly from their enormous appetite for flying insects and their generous spiritual energy. The bat is a very unusual animal, and its symbolism varies around the world. In many cultures, the bat embodies life-enhancing powers. In China, for example, the bat represents good fortune and great happiness. A pair of bats is the emblem of longevity, and a clutch of five bats signifies the five blessings of health, wealth, long life, happiness, and peace. In indigenous societies around the world, the bat symbolized rebirth, for the bat emerges from the cave womb of Mother Earth, embodying the souls of the dead who are preparing to re-enter the world as living beings. As the souls of the dead, bats were considered to be wise and brave, making war on the forces of disease, hunger, and sorrow which plagued humans. The bat is a winged mammal and the only mammal capable of true flight. Other mammals, such as the flying squirrel, can only glide through the air. There are 900 species of bats found in almost every temperate and tropical region of the world. Bats are ancient creatures, appearing in the fossil record 55 million years ago, coinciding with the emergence of mammals in general. Maine has 8 species of bats. The most common one is the big brown bat, which is nocturnal and tends to live in groups, roosting upside down during the day in caves, trees, tree hollows, and, as some of us have discovered, in the eaves and attics of our buildings. Bats have well-developed complex ears and sonar capability located in their noses, allowing them to echolocate. Their flight, which appears to us as fluttery and jerky, is actually highly sophisticated movement, enabling them to catch flying insects and to avoid obstacles as fine as human hair. Their bodies are covered with fur. Their leathery wings consist of 2 layers of elastic membranes supported by short forelimbs and very elongated finger bones. Because of the bat's unique characteristics, however, Western culture came to see it as unnatural and therefore taboo. It has fur like a mammal but flies like a bird. It seemed, therefore, to be neither mammal nor bird, but something out of the supernatural realm. Mythology has many of these chimeras, half-human, half-goat like the satyr, half-lion, half-bird like the griffin, shapeshifters who, in indigenous cultures, were valued as shamans who could cross boundaries to heal and guide their communities. But Western Christian culture shunned shapeshifting as evil, as a practice of the devil. Thus, bats were seen as demons. Christian art gave demons bat wings. The witch in the Middle Ages was pictured as a long-haired woman who flew over the land with her bat wings. The witch's long hair represented another belief that women's hair attracted bat-like demons, leading Christian patriarch St. Paul to order women to cover their hair when in church to keep bats and the devil out. To this day, the poor bat still has a scary reputation. It is used to augment the frightening atmospherics of movies and novels and paintings. That's just too bad. Over the years, I have had to catch a few bats that accidentally strayed into my house. Holding them gently in my leather-gloved hands, I have admired their soft fur, their remarkable wings, and their sweet faces. Bats deserve to be revered for the ordinary, extraordinary, and sacred beings that they naturally are. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.